California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Do you have a strange feeling like, oh, I don't know, we're not actually here?
Like deja vu?
Sure. Or, you know, we're ghosts, we're dead, we're not here.
I mean, I don't want to say we're dead.
No. Well, I do, but yes. Yeah, I think that I think we're not here, and we're going to hear a bunch of stuff we've already heard before today.
But if it's new to you, it's new
to you.
To you.
New you.
That's what they all say.
But yeah, that's they're so right.
And I want.
Okay, animal. A-N-I-M-A-L.
Not a word.
Beast. Not
that's
human.
Not one of the words.
That's the best I can do, man.
The spelling bee happened, I guess, over the weekend, or this week at some point.
Yeah.
Zayla Avant-Garde is her name.
I know. I love that name.
I do, too.
That's a great. I wonder if that's really her name. She changed it for stardom in the spelling bee.
I don't
what?
Know, because she also has three Guinness World Records.
Whoa.
Yes.
And how old is she, ladies
14.
And gentlemen? 14.
She's 14.
I was really good at riding my bike when I was 14, man.
I was throwing rocks at my neighbor, Robbie Joyner.
Dickweed. He deserved it.
She won the 2021 Scripps Spelling Bee.
Wow.
And so... And she's 14.
Right.
So I thought that you and I should try to spell...
Why are you torturing us?
...the words that she got right
especially
on the way to winning.
You hate spelling.
I do hate spelling.
So I guess we should make a little wager on
she's
this.
She's 14 years old.
Right.
I mean, what do you think?
I don't know.
How well do you think we should do out of... Well, how many are there? Seven?
I think we're going to do horribly.
Okay.
I'll give you four. Ha, 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 called it.
What does that mean?
That means so you give me three. I
three
only have
less?
To spell three. Yeah.
Oh.
Her seven. The seven she actually
oh, no.
Won
I with. Have four words for you.
Oh, you have four?
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
thought there was only going to be three.
Oh, that's a shame.
Hell's bells.
Yep.
All right.
So you only have three for me?
No, I have four. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right, your first word.
Oh,
and these
man.
Are words that she spelled
right.
in the spelling bee.
Yeah, no problem.
Dysphotic.
Dysphotic.
Yes, dysphotic.
What does it mean?
Having feeble illumination.
Wow.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah.
Occurring where the light is very limited.
Oh, that's helpful.
So also,
it was
not bright.
So the president was dysphotic, is not very bright. That one, I don't.
I mean, it could be said that way.
Yeah, I suppose. All right.
Spell it.
D-I-S.
No.
Right out the gate.
It's a D-Y.
Damn it.
Yes. Right out the gate. All right, so we're 0 for 1.
Rollamite is your first word.
What is it?
Rollamite.
What is it?
I had never heard of this. It is a technology for very low friction bearings developed by the Sandria National Laboratories in the 1960s.
Oh, yes. The Sandrias did
remember
good
those?
Work.
Yeah, they did, man. They made a lot.
Tell me the word again.
Rollamite.
Rollamite.
We suck.
It can't be as easy as it sounds. R-O-L-O. M-I-T.
Oh, I need our little buzzer.
We do.
Yeah. Well, nope. R-O-L-A. M-I-T-E. She's all up there, spelling away.
All right, we're 0 for 2.
Being Miss
The next word that she picked, and she didn't pick, she spelled,
yeah,
is Duchesse, or Duchesse. I'm not sure even if I'm saying it correct.
What does it mean?
It's a daybed having a rounded, particularly enclosed head, and usually a similar foot.
So I plan on lounging in the Duchesse all weekend with my hangover.
I'm not positive I'm saying that right.
D-I-S.
Nope.
Oh, man, come on. I can't even get past one letter.
D-U.
D-U.
We both missed the second letter of every word. All right. What's my word?
Ancestroid. Ancestroid.
What does it mean?
Well, you know, that is a hook-shaped item.
That's stupid. It needs a word that big?
Yeah, it's to be like Captain...
It's like a hook thing. Just say a hook thing.
Exactly. It'd be like Captain...
A-N-C-I.
Hold on a second. I went away from my little...
You son of a... I guess I'm going to be right then.
A-N-C-I-S-T-R-O-I-D. You suck!
Boom!
Bing, 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 bing. Wind your little bell. Nice. All right, you get one, you some bitch.
All right, so we're what? 1 out of 4?
Yeah.
All right, your next word is Phidibus.
Phidibus?
Phidibus.
Phidibus. What does it mean?
A paper spill for lighting pipes.
A paper spill for lighting pipes?
Copy and pasted it. I don't know what it means.
You're making crap up now. I'll light my pipe, though. That
Phidibus.
Sounds good. One more time.
Phidibus.
Phidibus.
Can I use it in a sentence?
Please do.
Yes. Phidibus is your word.
F-I-D-I-B-U-S. D-I-B-U-S.
Done.
Oh, get out of here. Are you serious?
Nice. All right, we have two words left.
That's sad.
Right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay, your next word is depreter. Depreter.
Depreter.
Depreteer. I'm not sure.
That's very different.
Depreteer. Depreter.
Depreter.
Yes. And that, of course, as we all know, is
D-I-P-R-E-D-D-E-R.
Yeah, like if you're doing, what'd you say?
I just spelled it.
Did you say it again? Say it again.
D-I-P-R-E-D-D-E-R.
Come on, man. I want to tell you as a wall finish. I thought that might help.
All right. And this is the word she won it on.
So okay.
This is for all the marbles.
Oh,
no, she won it. It's not a killer word. She won it.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true.
Okay. So the word is Mariah or Maria.
Like the wind?
I don't know. And I didn't have time to look
you
it up.
You bastard. Like it helped at all. Mariah.
Or Maria. I don't know if I'm saying it right.
M-A-R. Oh, man.
M-U-R-R. A-Y-A.
All right, so you got one more word. If you can do it, then you win, because
right.
We both have one so far.
Here we go.
Nepeda. Nepeda.
N-E-P-E-D-A.
No! So we tied. That's
after
really pretty
all that,
sad.
We yeah. tried. Well, we're no Zayla Avant-Garde.
Ah, man, well
14
done.
14 years old. She won the spelling bee on the words we just couldn't spell.
We suck.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
We're all going to die!
No, that's not the case.
Is following. It's 1979 all over again, man.
It is a great headline, though. Rogue Chinese rocket is on a collision course with Earth.
Dun, dun, dun.
And it's supposed to hit Earth this weekend.
Yeah.
And they don't know where.
Nope. I mean, this keeps happening. And there's so much space junk up there, it's not a surprise. One of these days...
This is a Chinese rocket that put some of their space station stuff into the atmosphere.
Right.
In space.
Yeah. In your butt. I think that might be a moment right there. Ding, ding, ding. Wait, hold on.
How dare you? But the rocket is too big to burn up.
Right.
So it's going to come back
yes.
to Earth, and they have no idea where.
Yeah. So is Vegas taking bets on this?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
But we do have a spokesman for the Pentagon.
Oh, wow.
John Kirby joining us now. John.
Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for joining.
Hold on. I got to make myself a drink.
Okay.
What?
I'm making myself a drink. We're going to die, man.
What? Wow.
What do you mean, what?
Well,
what?
I mean,
you keep asking a question.
Well,
there's a rogue Chinese rocket
right.
that's going to crash on Earth. So kiss your ass goodbye.
But, I mean, in the article, you sounded like you were pretty clear-headed and calm.
Yeah, I was kidding. I thought...
Aren't you?
That's what I started thinking about it.
Oh, no.
They said, oh, there's a 70% chance it's going to hit the water. You know what that means? A 70% chance it's going to land on me.
Have you done the math on that exactly? Because I'm not sure.
Yeah, I have done the math. Did,
okay.
did you know in 1961 a cow was killed by some Cuban space debris?
No, I was unaware of that.
Oh, my God.
That happened.
Okay, right?
A cow. I'm not as tough as a cow.
No,
so if a rocket hits me, I'm dead for sure.
But
you ever try to kill a cow? It's not easy.
No. Why would I try to kill a cow?
Boom.
All right, listen, though. What are the chances it's going to hit you versus hit us?
Yeah.
Well, look, you don't know my life, man. I work for the Pentagon, okay?
Right.
As if things weren't bad enough.
Right.
You know what the last 4 years have been like for me? I was wishing a rocket would hit me.
Now the rocket's here and you don't want it.
No, because things are turning around a little bit. But I call up, I go to bed, you know, get Progressive Insurance for a Chinese rogue rocket that's hitting your house. And guess what? Florida's not interested.
Flo does not care if you get hit by a rocket.
No, Flo does not care. The little gecko doesn't care. Nobody cares.
What about the caveman?
Oh, I didn't think about the caveman.
Yeah, maybe.
I'll give him a call.
Great. Speaking of friends, mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel is now going to have a bowl named after him. Now, I don't know.
Like that kind of bowl?
Oh, nope.
Oh, man.
You probably don't watch these at the end of the season. Generally, in college football, there's a bunch of bowls.
Oh, sure, yeah. The Sugar Bowl, the whatever bowl.
So they started having, sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the Allstate Sugar Bowl and the Hyundai Sun Bowl. And then the AutoZone Liberty Bowl.
Man, come on.
And then the Quick Lane Bowl.
Quick Lane.
And then the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And then AutoNation Cure Bowl.
Nope.
No?
No.
Famous Idaho Potato Bowl.
Utaho.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. That sounds dangerous. I think I want to go to that one. Can
and
I choose?
The Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-It!
Now I'm in.
Cheez-It, it's the cops.
So apparently there's going to be a college football bowl at SoFi Stadium here.
Right.
Named after Jimmy.
No way.
This is from his show last night.
Get out of here.
You know, there are few American traditions more exciting than a college football bowl game. It is the tradition, the pageantry, and most significantly, the sponsor names. There are so many memorable, colorful names. The R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, the RoofClaim.com Boca Raton Bowl, the Tropical Smoothie Cafe Frisco Bowl, the Lending Tree Bowl, the Cheez-It Bowl. The list goes on and on. So, and ever since I was 52, which was last year, I've dreamed of having a college football bowl game named after me. And tonight, I'm thrilled to announce that that dream is finally coming true. Let's go live now to the brand new and beautiful SoFi Stadium.
Here. Hold up. So what they do is they go to SoFi Stadium, and there's a drum line inside SoFi Stadium that's playing with Guillermo. Who has Jimmy's sidekick? Has a giant bass drum with Jimmy's face on it, and he's just pounding it.
That's what's Los Angeles, which is now the site of the inaugural Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. That's right. That's the name of the bowl game. This is history in the making. Never before has a bowl game been named after a human being, and Papa John doesn't count. He's barely human. This is our drum line. This is the official drum line of the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. And you can see they're very talented. And you also see that the bass drummer is looks a little bit like our missing security guard, Guillermo. Guillermo, I thought you were sick.
I cannot hear you.
I said,
there's too many drums.
Yeah, okay, all right. I guess he can't hear me. There's too many drums. But he does seem to be getting a lot of pleasure out of beating me across the face. And so that, well done, gentlemen and ladies. This is not a joke. This is a real bowl game.
I love that he, of course, has to point out, no, this is not a joke. It's not a bit. There's too many of those.
Yep.
Named after me. So mark your calendars for Saturday, December 18th, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl here on ABC. It'll be... it's like an early Christmas gift for all of us. Right, Guillermo? Yes,
Guillermo. Yes, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Guillermo, how about you kick me a field goal for good luck?
Uh-oh. Okay, Jimmy, whatever you say.
Oh, look at that.
So he sets up on the 10 or 20-yard line.
You are attempting a 20-yard field goal. This will set the tone for everything. We all believe in you, Guillermo. Are you ready to do this?
I'm ready.
Let's get the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl kicked off. Here we go. Give it a whack, Guillermo.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, now, it's just a grounder. It just rolls.
Better than I would have done, probably.
You made it! Right on the top right.
That's insane, right?
That is insane.
Jimmy Kimmel Bowl.
So cool. That gentleman
it's
that used
so
to just
weird.
Hang out
it's
at the
so
station.
It's so weird when you know
ago.
Somebody before they get famous.
Yeah.
Because he's just Jimmy. He's just a goofball.
Yep.
And the fact that he's got a college bowl game named after him is awesome.
Who you got on the phone?
It's good to be here. Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hey. Hootie who?
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you been ever been on this radio station, Kevin? So, I know you have.
But no, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
No. Oh,
okay.
No, we didn't.
We crank called Carl Malone and Vic the Brick. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French East. President. Yeah.
And Rick East, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
There's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes.
I haven't heard from Robert Stack, so...
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No, they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on, and I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Sluggo.
Oh, excellent, no. Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me no, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there. Right. I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And so I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you, Sluggo?
I don't know. That was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right, I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning. He was on late at night. But I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, that's dude, a nice thing. I remember you with the Party Patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you. And so I guess...
Well, I didn't even know you even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations, and I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer, and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow, you know that McDonald's on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
Yep.
And I was going to the restroom upstairs. I went upstairs, and they have this really, like, this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care about me. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is it that? That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot at K-Rock. No.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird, and it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm still doing
it. This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's a good
time. You know, I don't know. Play it by ear, but it's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going, you know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things? Like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. They have snacks, Sluggo?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows, there are snacks. And that, for me, was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing
right. to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water, and I put it in the cup, and I put it in the microwave, and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes, and then I put in a Lipton bag, and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello, and he tasted it, and he said, "This is the best tea I've had."
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, "What kind of tea is this?" And I said, "Lipton."
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
You could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I haven't.
So far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night, and I said, "Hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that?" And so he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going on.
In that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
There's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it. It really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on some more.
I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and he asked you to be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour.
All hours.
And 92% or something said
that's,
every hour.
I voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know, it would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian. I'm serious about
this. This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes!
Oh.
Yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
He likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you
showing
up at his house.
That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, "Dude, you should come up and see the house someday." Totally didn't remember that. I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got many people in and out of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy moments.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
all right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house?
Yeah.
Matt Money Smith, we gave him the address, he went up to the house, he knocked on the door, Bean's wife Donna answered, she was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, "What the F are you doing here?"
He loves
Matt.
Yeah, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy.
I kind of
understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, but you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over.
It's over.
What, you got Red Rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
Tyrone Jones from his debut album, Child of the State, that is supercharged. Man, do I love that song.
Pretty good.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. He's a really cool dude, too. I've talked to him a couple times here on the radio, and he's just real you know, he's had a hell of a life, man.
Yeah.
Look into his experience. Feel like that song at all or whatever. Just look into his life experience. Damn! Bananas, man. Wow. Anyways, cool dude.
All right. Woman files sick leave to watch the Euro 2020 semifinal.
Good for her.
That's what I think.
Hell yeah.
Especially if you're in England, right?
Yeah.
Because they're going crazy.
Oh my God. Everybody was like, every person that had any ties to England was telling me, make sure you're rooting
yes.
for the team
yes.
this Sunday.
I mean, they didn't win, but
yeah, they didn't win.
A 37-year-old woman told her work that she was sick. She went to the game.
She was having eye trouble. She couldn't see coming in.
Her name is Nina Faruqi, and when England scored a goal, the cameras panned the crowd, and there she was, like going crazy.
No.
And her boss saw it
and cheered her on
and said, "Don't bother coming back to work."
Jerk!
Right?
Are you kidding?
In England, for God's sake, you would think.
Yeah, what kind of English man is he?
I would bring him in. I would bring her in. This is what I would honestly do. I'd bring her in and I would say, listen, don't ever do that again. How cool was it?
Yeah. Right? Wow, what kind of job does she have? Does it say? Does it bother
you? You mean had?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't
I mean, you know,
it didn't say.
Why, that's I'm struggling to not use foul language.
At times.
Because that's bogus.
I mean, depending on how much she liked her job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Worth it, maybe.
Sure. Yeah,
maybe
sure.
It was worth it.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't care.
You ever get in trouble for doing that sort of thing? I mean, I got caught one time when I did school. It was the stupidest thing in high school. I went to see a movie, and I just had to go get popcorn. And I walk
Why
out.
Why not?
Yeah, and the principal is there.
What was he there for?
I know, he's looking for me.
He was?
Yes.
Oh.
Because he's like, I know where that kid went. I know what movie he'd go see.
What was the porn movie?
Debbie does dishes.
This woman got fired. I don't think I ever got caught.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
But I also didn't really
show up on television.
Skip a lot. No, yeah. Of course not. Can you imagine?
No.
She started getting texts from around the world, people she knew around the world going, I just saw you on TV. And she was like, oh, no.
Oh, she should have been a little more
sick.
Chill if she's going to be calling
you
in
sick. You can't be chill.
No, you're right.
If England scores a goal
yes,
and you're an English fan,
yeah.
you go crazy.
Yeah.
That's the right thing. Wembley
and your
Stadium.
Boss is cool about it.
You would think.
Keith, French fries.
French fries. He brought French fries to the morning show?
Yes.
How do you pray?
Yes. Frank enjoyed his fries this morning on French Friday, National French Friday.
Keith!
All right, listen.
Let's fire him.
You were caught faking
yeah.
a sick day.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that.
That's what we're going to take.
Yeah.
You were caught faking a sick day. You called in sick to whatever.
Yeah.
And you ended up being caught.
818-955-KLOS.
There have to be a lot of people like you and I.
Yeah.
Who would be willing to risk it?
I mean, it'd be
That's
bad
a
enough
gamble.
To,
it's a calculated yeah, gamble.
That's exactly right. And it's well worth it.
Agreed.
Yeah. But they didn't win. I mean, I wonder if he would have fired her had they won.
It sounds to me, if he's firing her because she takes a sick day to go to a game.
An important game.
Yes.
A very important game for the pride of England.
Will, for those of you that don't pay attention, the last time England won a major tournament was 1966.
Wow, was it that long
yes.
ago? Yes. Oh.
So they were, that's why they were going so crazy.
Why did Bean want to move there?
I don't know, but he's starting to watch now.
Is he really?
Oh, totally, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he was tweeting a bunch of stuff about the penalty that got called. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He always did. He always kept abreast. He likes to keep updated on
oh,
stuff.
Oh, abreast. Oh, right.
Yeah, abreast.
Yeah, we're talking about something
different.
Else.
Nope.
Oh, no.
Totally
okay.
different.
Well, I just figured, I guess, I mean, the fever is so intense.
It is, right.
That. Yeah. That,
everyone's going crazy there. I can't imagine what everyone else at that job must have thought about that boss.
Yes. Dick. That's
right?
all there is to it.
Boo. So you called in sick and somehow you were caught.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it was high school, college, work.
Oh,
especially work.
Look what he's doing.
Keith French fries.
How old are those? Are they from this morning?
They're about 2 hours old.
There's like four of them in here. Dude.
Those aren't French fries. What are those?
Those are Five Guys French fries.
Are they really? Five Guys?
They look like little poop sticks.
Thank you.
Thank you, I think.
You. I'm going to try one. It's freezing cold.
It is cold, yes. It's not just, they're not just cold. They would hurt your fingers
it's like
and
those
your mouth.
Jerks. All right, fine. Here, I dug it out of the trash for you.
What if it was in the trash?
I think it was.
That's awesome. If he brought us fries from the trash,
that rules.
Props.
Well done, sir.
All right, woman gets fired for calling in sick. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. This is
cold.
It's like 12 French fries.
And the bag is just greasy.
I'm relatively sure that this was in the trash.
Yeah, I think it was. I really do.
I'm not sure if that's acceptable or not. All right, we are talking about a woman who got fired for calling in sick so that she could attend the Euros. And we're asking you if you ever got caught calling in sick as well. KLOS, hello.
I got caught going to a movie. I told my boss that I was like, there's too much paperwork here to fill out for an alcohol program because I got in trouble. I took 5 minutes, but then I went and I saw Captain America Civil War the day it came out in the theaters.
Right.
As soon as I showed up to work, about 3 hours late for work, my supervisor just walked up and said, so who won, Iron Man or Captain America? And I just answered the question.
Oh.
Foot in mouth.
It was a test?
Damn it. Myself under the bus.
That is not cool of him.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't. But nice. He, just like you just said, he was like, okay. Don't do that again.
Oh.
But is the movie worth seeing?
Yes, like, oh, good. Yeah. There you go. That's good. Not such a bad boss.
Look, it's worth it to see. If you're excited about a movie like that, like I went to see Black Widow on opening night. If you're excited for that movie, everyone there was cheering and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
Totally worth calling in sick for.
Exactly. Very much so. Especially for this silly little job. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. By the way, we decided these French fries don't count because
they're cold and they were in the trash.
Yeah, that is not the true spirit of National French Fry Day.
Keep fries!
Two in a row from Motley Crue. Hell yeah. We're on a two for Tuesday, 955-KLOS. So still talking about getting blown out for going to something important.
The woman called in sick and went to the Euros, to the semifinals.
An English woman did the proper thing.
To me, that's the right thing to do. And if I'm the boss, I give her a bonus.
Yeah.
She got fired.
Yeah. We still want to hear about yours. 818-955-KLOS.
You were caught faking a sick day.
Yeah, I went to Disneyland in the morning
with
my girlfriend at the time, and then I had a shift later that day, so I called off saying I was sick. And as I was talking to my boss, my girlfriend came up to me and was like, hey, let's go on Haunted Mansion. I was like, oh. And then he heard it. And I was just like, oh, she wanted to see Haunted Mansion. She, like, she's like, we're taking a movie day. He's like, just bring me back a souvenir.
Oh, did he? So he was fine with it?
He was fine with it because it was like one of the younger supervisors. So he's like, he's pretty much saying, I won't tell the main boss as long as you bring me back a souvenir.
Yeah.
Props.
I was like, all right, cool. And I just,
props.
Nice. Very cool. Has he ever brought you French fries?
Please, French fries.
Thank you. A woman in England was fired for calling in sick to go to a soccer game.
We're very upset about that. We do not approve.
And that's what we're taking calls on. You were caught faking a sick day. KLOS, hello.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not calling for that. I was so curious with that last 1 second and I thought Brock West for two.
Oh, Mother by Danzig.
That was the last 1 second of Nonstop Rock that nobody could solve for the last year and a half. Mother by Danzig.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Were you fired for
faking a sick day?
Thank you.
Can you play Rock of Ages? Rock of Ages! Rock of Ages!
French fries! Cocaine's a hell of a drug, huh? 95.5 KLOS, tell me about that band.
Oh, man, Violet Saturn and brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in a tiny little rehearsal space.
Terrible time to launch a band.
And energy, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Daenerys? I knew I couldn't say
that. Yeah, I knew.
It's just not going to happen.
Try it again.
Daenerysaurus Rex. It's Cassiosaurus's kid.
Son.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah.
68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV, and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler on Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in 1,000 different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people, and they've got drug-sniffing dogs, and it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead of sugar.
How the hell did that happen? Where's my cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44 pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug sniffing dog found it first and was sniffing at it. And they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director.
Oh, is on this the line. On the online? Hello? Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know, I am the CEO and marketing, you know, executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say, down here in Peru. But actually, it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company.
Okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international cartel company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400, would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. People
no
like
way,
you do
man.
That.
No way. I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing's a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. Or they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes. Or Chatty Rail because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips. Or Chatty Bumps or Chatty Toots or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames. But I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory. Man, no, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, this is, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay, look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Is this where we're talking about new words?
It is.
I love new words.
The dictionary every year updates new words that have sort of become a thing during the past year.
And it fascinates me. I know it's dorky as hell.
Dorky as hell. But
yeah. What are some of the new words? Do you have any of them?
Well, yeah, long hauler is one of them.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Man,
agreed.
Yeah. I love talking to, another thing I do on a regular basis, I talk to a lot of
long haulers.
Yeah, and I appreciate that life.
By the way, long hauler has two meanings. One is a trucker. The other is people who have long-term COVID
symptoms. All right. Well,
those
aren't the ones I was talking about.
They're also called long haulers, though.
That could be damn near well you.
Hard pass.
Oh, yeah. That's a good phrase. Perfect phrase.
Yep.
Should go in.
Flex.
That's too much of a
commercial now. And they describe it as an act of bragging or showing off.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cancel culture.
Sure. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
And crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding, yeah.
None of those were in the dictionary until this year.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because everyone will know what that is for a long time to come.
It's probably important for them to keep up. I see that. So let's get an expert on the line, shall we?
Yeah.
It's the Heineken 00 hotline. It is Clark Dulce, senior editor of dictionary.com.
Hello.
Hey, Clark.
Hello. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for coming along. I love new words. I love the dictionary.
I don't know, you probably haven't run into this a lot, but Sluggo, for real, when he was a kid, read the dictionary.
Well, that was very much like me when I was younger. I'm fascinated by words and by language and by the fact that it is a living thing and it keeps changing and growing all the time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You hear that, Kevin?
No. So every year, the dictionary adds new words to kind of keep up with the times.
Yes, I mean, people are using these in everyday language and in their writings, and it's important that we at dictionary.com keep up with the changes.
Do you ever get upset at some of the words that are going in, like that you just think they're kind of ridiculous or silly or shouldn't be going in? Or,
well, Absolutely. I mean, there are words that you know are probably transient, that will not be standing the test of time,
right.
and maybe are trendy and it won't be used again 10, 15 years from now. But
mm-hmm.
we can't pass judgment. We just have to try to keep up the best we can.
But we can pass judgment.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, I can't stop you.
Okay, all right. Are you getting any feedback about any of the words that you're adding?
Some of the ones we just added recently, some people are unhappy with.
Okay.
For example, incorrection. Incorrection they don't like so much.
Incorrection?
Yes, an incorrection is when someone says people attacking the Capitol looked like a bunch of tourists. You have to.
Oh.
That would be an incorrection.
Incorrection.
I think that's a pretty good word.
Well, that's not bad.
I'm not opposed to
that. I mean,
that
it took us 15 seconds to get it.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty fast for us.
What else?
Spearache is becoming more and more popular.
Spearache
is someone who has a pain from the fact that their lawyer is running their life and won't let them use their money or take out their IUD or get married.
Call
that a spearache.
Britney Spears. I get it.
Yeah,
spearache.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. You're getting them faster now. That's good.
Hey, that only took 10 seconds. So.
Market improvement.
Another new word we just added is scrotation.
I don't like that one already.
That's when it's really hot outside and you're wearing shorts and you need to reach in and adjust yourself.
Yes.
That's called a scrotation.
That one will last forever.
I'm using that one today. Absolutely.
Maybe you're sticking to the inside of your thigh.
We get that.
Yep.
Snipple is also a new one we're using. Snipple.
Snipple.
Yes, that's for a certain kind of man, a metrosexual who shaves his chest and then nicks his nipple with a razor. That's a snipple.
And that one's going to stand the test of time, do you think?
Yes.
Well, only time will tell. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right.
I've shaved other things and nicked stuff, so, I mean, maybe we need words for that as well. I think.
Got to be careful.
Yeah,
right?
And then Buzzaster. Buzzaster is another one that people are using.
Buzzaster or Boozaster?
Boozaster. Yes. That's when you've been partying so hard the night before, the next morning it's coming out of both ends and you only have one toilet. That's a boozaster.
That sounds like something Howard Stern used to say, too.
But yes, it
weirdly
is.
Weirdly close. Yeah.
95.5 KLOS.
What are you doing over there? Hey.
Southern California's rock station. We just discovered this story and I love it so much.
Right.
Clowns.
Oh, yeah.
There's a city in somewhere in Minnesota where they started having clown spottings again.
Isn't that weird? That comes and goes. I suppose maybe COVID shut it down for a while. All the clowns were sick and probably taking care of each other, and they weren't able to go out and scare people for no reason. Wandering around dressed as clowns.
I couldn't love it more.
I know a couple of people who, if they were to see clowns out and about, would just absolutely lose their minds. I mean, and it's kind of tempting as a result to kind of go do that.
That's what I think. It looks like a lot of fun. People freak out when you see a clown just like walking across the street. That's insane. So here's what the Facebook page reads from the police in Annandale. Annandale residents, concerns about a clown in the area have been brought to my attention.
Oh.
The Annandale police is aware of this individual and we will continue to monitor the situation.
Which they don't know who he is though, or who
in
she
order to
is,
take
or...
any action about mm-hmm. individuals who are potentially concerning, we need to justify legal basis of terms of alarm or annoyance.
Right.
I don't think they can really do anything
about
this.
No, if you're just wandering around on public property dressed as a clown staring at folk, what's there to say?
I don't think they can do anything about it.
No.
This happens every couple of months,
yes.
It seems like.
Yeah, yeah. It was dead for a while, if it were. And maybe it was down in the sewers.
Maybe.
You know, they all float down
and
there.
And then somebody else saw it and thought, oh, that would be really funny. And so I think this is the newscast.
I think we have it. Yeah.
Right officials thing. In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently.
Like he says multiple
clown sightings recently.
In a central Minnesota community tonight.
The Annandale police chief says there have been multiple clown sightings recently. And viewer Mary Faber just sent us photos and videos of at least one clown she spotted herself.
Man, I, could send people video of clowns that I spotted all the time.
And these sightings are getting mixed reaction from residents.
They're not all positive?
Fox 9's Mitty Hicks reports some are pretty nervous about this, while others, not concerned at all.
So would it matter if it was carrying a red, balloon? Would that make it scarier?
Or
does it matter?
I honestly don't think you would need to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm thinking from the clown's point of view. I don't think you need to do that to scare people.
Very rough for us to think from a clown's point of view.
Just weird. It's not a normal thing you see in a small town.
Katie Daniels is talking about a clown running around in the town of Annandale.
With a mask on.
She says its antics are anything but funny.
Its antics. Did you catch that? That was almost what's-her-face from CNN.
Anything but funny.
The person.
For residents like Katie,
you don't know what's going to happen.
They're wondering about the clown's intentions.
When I saw him scare the kids, I was like, nope, I'm done.
That's not cool. Don't scare the kids. I mean, clowns are supposed to. I've never found clowns entertaining.
I didn't
first of
either.
All. I hated
Can
them.
Can you
the
imagine
circus.
Being a clown?
No, that seems like you're. I don't know.
At the circus?
Oh, that's a lot of work. And
1 year old parties at home?
Oh, and vomit.
You're sitting out in the car and you're putting on your makeup and you're
sweaty.
Sobbing.
You're sobbing.
That's not cool. And he literally ran right by them, and these kids are crying because
no, that's not cool. Don't scare the kids, scare the adults. That's hilarious.
Running by the adults is funny
as hell.
That's
hilarious.
It's not a normal clown,
but
that's not a normal clown.
It's not a normal clown. That's not normal.
Others in this small town of about 3,300 believe the person is out to lighten the mood after a tough year.
I can guarantee you
that's not the case.
No, they get hired if they want to lighten the mood. They don't just wander out into the street.
I haven't heard of anything dangerous happening with him. I think it's just somebody out having a fun time.
It's probably her. She's the clown.
It's her, isn't it?
Yeah. No. The clown's cool, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not worried
about the clown.
Up the road in Maple Lake.
Okay, hold up.
No,
hold
up. No, is that what hold I think up. It is?
Yes.
No.
This is now, they're going to interview Queen Clown.
Oh, Queen Clown.
This is the, I guess, mother of all clowns? I don't know.
I hate the way her series ended. It started off really good, and then it just sort of petered
out. She is playing a ukulele.
No, I knew it.
And she wants to stand up for her kind.
Another small town is a big player.
If you're happy and
in the professional clown industry.
Oh, man, That song has always angered me deeply.
The professional clown industry.
Rated R.
Eat it now.
That's just frightening.
Sounds like porn.
Just that is frightening.
Manuel toured with the Ringling Brothers, the biggest circus in the country.
Then make a note of it. Right. It's the biggest.
This is the most important story she's ever done.
The most important clown.
And I'm right there.
Okay, hold up.
Yeah.
So now they've got a huge picture on the wall of maybe 10,000 clowns.
Ooh.
And she's pointing to one little spot. She's saying, I'm right there.
Sure.
You can't
sure
see
you
anyone.
Do you ever see The Shining?
Real clowns, true clowns, are people who just want to bring joy to other people.
Mm. Ah. I'll buy that. I will buy that. 100%. I don't get it. It seems really miserable. But I believe that...
Maybe that's how you start?
Yeah, but not the ones wandering around on the street.
I love those, though. I want to be one of those.
Pretty clever.
All right. If you were a clown.
Yeah.
Oh, do we have more from Queen Clown?
Maybe.
Says clowns get a bad reputation because of bad actors.
Or very serious announcers.
All right, I've heard enough. So, you were a clown.
If, right, yes.
That job of going to someone's birthday party and being a clown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially in Southern California when it's hot.
Hot, yeah.
And your clown makeup is running, and the kids are punching you in the junk.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that's the thing. That's what kids are going to do.
I don't feel like that's a good game.
No. How did you love it? You must love it. You must have a, or you're torturing yourself.
I don't think so. I think.
Let's find out.
All right. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. You're a clown.
You're a clown.
You are or were a clown. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I know that you're kind of thinking now, Kevin, about dressing up as a clown and wandering the streets and frightening people. But I got to tell you, I'm talking to someone here who says, what did she say exactly? She just said, I want to hunt them and scare the crap out of them. And I know it's more than that. She's going to chase them down, man.
She's going to chase the clowns down?
Yeah.
Good luck. I'm going to ride a scooter. They'll never
catch
me.
You said that perfectly happily, like some sort of sick, demented clown. That was beautiful.
Sir, you're a clown?
Yes, I am.
It's another person in a windstorm. Are you?
You are a clown.
Well, I have been in the past.
Okay.
I don't do it anymore.
Why?
But it was a good time.
Was it a good time?
And why did you stop if it was so damn great?
You know, I think at some point the kids start getting a little aggressive and start making...
That's what I would think.
I would think that would happen from day one, that the kids would be abusive.
They're kind of out to get you, aren't they, sort of?
Well, yeah, you start making them the balloon animals, and then they start wanting weapons out of them, and then, you know, it turns to chaos.
Right on. Well, I'm sorry you've given up clowndom, but thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS, are you a clown? Or someone you love, a clown?
No.
Mm.
No?
But the word I got to say is John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And I know someone who used to collect his artwork.
That's more than a word.
Yeah. Yeah, you cheated on that. Hey.
KLOS, hello?
Hey, am I 13?
I don't know. When were you born? Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Are you a clown?
Hi.
Another person in a
My name is Shirley, and I used to be a clown, and I just wanted to call in.
Yes, please.
Okay, you used to be a clown. Was it ever fun?
It was always fun.
Real? Do you know how to play the ukulele?
Please say yes.
No, I do not.
Okay. What kind of clown were you?
I was a birthday clown for parties and grand opening.
And the kids were never abusive or anything?
No. As a matter of fact, they were mostly scared.
That's what you want out of your clowns. We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up for $7,500.
What?
$7,500. $500.
Damn. Yes. And the latest from Cheap Trick, light up the fire.
That song is Cold Gin.
Yeah, Kiss.
Are you a member of the Kiss Army?
Of course. Okay. Not. No.
You're not. No. Okay.
But, you know, it's funny. Of all the stories you brought in today, young Kevin, the one that I had heard of is that they have now gin available, Kiss.
How about that?
That I heard. I heard about that story. I was like, oh.
The band announced that in partnership.
Parsnickety.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. With Brands for Fans, and their very own gin label is appropriately going to be named Cold Gin.
Well, what do you know about that?
How about that?
Huh.
What a surprise. Kiss does seem to have a lot of merchandise. A
couple of things out there.
So I thought we would talk to perhaps one of the members of the band.
Wow. Who do you got on the phone?
Gene Simmons.
Hey! Oh, he's hung up. I didn't touch it.
That was a little shorter than I hoped.
That was a little shorter. That's rude. Gene Simmons hung up on us. That's so weird.
You guys hung up on me right as soon as we were starting the bit.
Oh, I feel like it's a bit. I feel like you hung up on us, Gene.
No, I wouldn't do such a thing.
Okay. Well,
Kevin does have a history of doing that, actually.
That's true. Sometimes.
How are you, gentlemen?
We're good.
Good. Thank you for calling. Yeah.
You know, both handsome and beautiful and powerful men.
Thank you.
Sluggo, I used to actually call my dick Sluggo until 1978.
I can see that.
And then, it's true, I called my dick Sluggo until the Kiss Destroyer tour. And I was on tour, and I remember Geddy Lee pulled me aside, and he said, you know, you should call your dick something else. And I said, you're right. What should I call it? And he said, Gene Simmons Giant Cock.
Well, that makes sense.
Ever since then, I've called my
Sure. That's great news. Hey, we wanted to talk to you about your gin.
My
gin. You know, your gin.
It's real.
Nope.
Huge, long, incredibly powerful.
G-I-N. N. Gin.
The beverage. You can drink it,
gin. Do you remember the laser in Real Genius? It went right through walls. It just kept on going through
We were asking about the drink.
Gin, the normal drink.
Gin.
Yes, gin.
In 1974, we wrote Cold Gin. Me and Ace Frehley, we were in a hotel. I believe we were in Hell's Kitchen. In fact, yes, I remember we were, because Bob Dylan and I, we tag-teamed Linda Ronstadt, left her completely lifeless in a bathtub in Hell's Kitchen. And then Ace Frehley and I, we decided to write Cold Gin, and now... 40-some years later, we're making gin, Kiss gin, that's right.
Cashing in on it, if you will.
Is there any product that you don't have as a member of Kiss?
You know, a lot of people say, oh, you're such a sellout, Gene Simmons of Kiss, because you market everything. And I say, I am a sellout. I sell out every arena I play. That's right. Boom, in your face.
Nice.
So tell us about the gin.
Well, it's a beautiful gin, has notes of juniper, and it's best served cold. I developed this.
You don't know anything about it, do you?
I know a lot about it. I developed this very special recipe in Israel. It's got fermented matzah inside of it. Benjamin Netanyahu and Bob Dylan and I were using the in a tent outside the Gaza Strip.
That sounds unlikely.
We found a young refugee, and she had a... And we all...
Wow! What is wrong with
you? If it wasn't for the fact that we had over 100 proof antiseptic gin, she would have died. We made it all the way back to Zizek's Road by Bun Boy. You understand? We're there in... Almost to the base from Israel. And if it wasn't for the gin, she would have died right there.
Does seem miraculous.
Humanitarian project.
How much is it? How expensive is it?
It's $5,000 a bottle.
You're just making this up.
The labels by Banksy.
Every single one of them.
Different one each one.
We used an incredibly strong epoxy to make sure that people just didn't go rip off the label. In fact, I developed that epoxy in 1978. I was in a hotel room in the meatpacking district with Joey Ramone, and I booked Joni Mitchell. And she passed out. You understand? She passed out. And all of my they dried on her face. And Joey Ramone pushed a Pop-Tart on top of it. Next thing I know, 4 weeks later, it's still cemented to Joni Mitchell's face. And I said to myself, 40 years later, I said, if I ever make a product with a label, I'm going to use that as my... God darn it, Joey Ramone's passed away, so I had to do all the extracting of the label on my own.
Come on. I think we've heard enough about your gin, though, to be honest.
Oh, come on. Don't you have time to let me explain how Harvey Weinstein's misunderstood?
Nope.
No, we do not. I didn't even drink that much beer today, and I'm burping up a storm. What the hell? Real nice. You're lucky you're on the other side of the room.
Yes, I am. Congratulations to Ken from Mission Viejo.
Ken.
Just won $6,500 by identifying our 1 second of nonstop wrong.
And this was a pain in the butt for people. I'm going to go ahead and play you the clip that everybody couldn't get.
This is Def Leppard Photograph.
And here is the clip we were playing. But now here's the solution, so you can really hear it in your head. Weird when you actually hear the rest of the song.
Because it seems so easy.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, congratulations to Ken and Mission Viejo. So we'll do it again soon.
Why do people love dad jokes?
That's a good question. I mean, they're painful. They're embarrassing.
I think that's what dad jokes means. It's the kind of lame joke that your dad would like, I think.
I guess.
Right? Because why else would they be called dad jokes?
Did your dad tell jokes?
No.
Mine either. I think that's weird. That occurred to me. Like, just when we were starting to talk about this dad jokes weekend, you're going to get a lot of them this weekend.
Yes,
all
you
weekend
are.
Long. And $500 in gas to hopefully tie, make it all better.
Why don't crabs give to charity?
I don't know why.
Because they're shellfish.
Oh, that's a perfect example of
right?
a dad joke.
So you can see what happens, and you don't love it.
No, but you do. There's something
but
about
do
it you,
you
do. Well, I don't know. Give me another one.
Why did the man name his dogs Rolex and Timex?
I don't know. Why.
Because they were watchdogs.
Oh.
See, God. Because Rolex and Timex.
No, I don't. But you particularly hate dad jokes.
I really sort of do.
Now, let me ask you.
It's in the same category as puns and wordplay because...
Right.
95% of the time, it's not creative. It's just the first thing that comes to your head
yes.
when you say it,
right.
and it's not really
Nina,
that
you
funny.
Say wordplay. Now, I want you to take a look at this piece of paper. You see there's some writing on it?
Yes.
Well, here's someone walking up going, hi, how are you? Oh, hi, how are you? That's a play on words right there. So I don't think it's possible to win you over to this horribleness.
What's the best way to watch a fly fishing tournament?
I don't know.
Live stream?
Oh, man. Those are just so painful.
My wife asked me to sink her phone, so I threw it into the ocean.
That's funny.
See?
Now, that's
occasionally
funny.
You're good.
Yeah, one out of 5,000 are always.
So we're looking for good dad jokes at 818-955-KLOS. Yes, to
win you over, maybe.
Well, I mean, to win
us over.
People over
yeah.
in general.
And to get you ready, to kind of give you a good punch in the stomach to get you ready for this weekend.
Why is grass so dangerous?
Why is that?
Full of blades. How do you tell the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I don't know.
You'll see one later and one in a while. What do you call a dog that can do magic?
I don't know.
A labracadabador.
Oh, man.
Got to be honest, that was a tough one to read.
Yeah, you did that well.
Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees? This is the kind that just makes me want to punch something. The punchline is because they're so good at it.
Oh, no, that's actually kind of funny.
Is it?
Yeah, but that makes you want to hit somebody.
What happens when it rains cats and dogs?
You have to be careful or you'll step in a poodle. I remember that one.
Boom. Nicely done.
First one. I'm happy I don't get these.
Why do cows wear bells?
I don't know.
Because their horns don't work.
Oh, man.
See?
Man. That was terrible.
What do you call a fish with no eye?
I don't know.
A fsh.
Okay, that one's kind of funny. I don't hate that one.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS. Funny dad's jokes. I got hit in the head with a can of Diet Coke today. Don't worry, though. I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
Oh, man.
Right?
It's just, you know, that guy in Singapore that's going to jail? People that tell dad jokes should go to jail. Yeah, he's lucky, too.
A cheese factory exploded in France. Debris everywhere. Because brie, because, all right, we're taking your dad jokes. We're hoping for good ones because there's a lot of bad ones.
And we're going to keep count. See if anybody can.
Dad jokes by design are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's why they're called dad jokes.
Right. Cheesy, corny.
Yes.
Yes. But kind of love them. They're going to happen all weekend, so you might as well get
correct.
Used to them.
In honor of Father's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Honor, quote unquote, yeah. Of Father's Day.
So, dad jokes, you have one?
Why did the Scarecrow win an award?
Why?
He was outstanding in his field. But why did he win a medal?
Oh, boo! See, you gotta tell it right!
Sorry.
Wait, why did he... Hold on. So there's a guy in the field... Wait a minute.
Why did the... Listen again.
No, we're not listening again!
Dad! Come on! Get on your meds! Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, I have a dad joke. What's the difference between in-laws and outlaws?
Difference between in-laws and outlaws, I don't know.
Outlaws are wanted.
Oh, all right.
Don't hate it.
No, I don't hate that one. Okay, so that's one and one hate and one like so far. One hate, one like. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
All right, so my dad joke, I was actually out at breakfast with my dad, and another dad came up to us while we were sitting there at breakfast, and my dad called him the wrong name on accident, and the guy, the dad, said, oh, you know what? It's okay. You don't have to call me the right name. Just don't call me late for dinner. My wife will kill me.
Nope.
Nope. Because, that's a hate. Yep. Thank you. Thanks. So that's two hates, one like.
He said because. Like he was going to explain it to us.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke. So it's
I got a couple of them.
All right. Let's give us your best one.
Yeah.
All right. The best one. What do you call a woman with one leg?
A woman with one leg. Eileen?
Eileen? Yeah.
You got it. What do you call a woman with a wooden leg?
A woman with a wooden leg.
Peg?
You got it. What do you call a guy with no arms, no legs in the middle of the ocean?
Bob?
Maybe my dad did tell these jokes back then.
Well done.
I don't know. I guess that's a plus. That's
sure.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
I guess,
so two
yeah.
to two.
Sure.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the best game a dad can play with his kids?
Best game a dad can play with his kids. I don't know.
Come and pull my finger.
Pull my finger. All right, well, that won it over. I was like, well, that's not going very far.
That was a terrible joke until your sound effect.
I think it's still a lose, though.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's cheating.
Yeah,
hi, KLOS. Sound effects are cheating. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Okay. First of all, I just want to say I listened to both of you forever.
Nice.
I was listening when Sluggo admitted to committing a crime.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't have any idea what, huh?
That far back.
We don't know what you're talking about.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
We're asking for dad jokes.
Why can't you run through a campground?
Yeah, I don't know why.
You can only run. You can only ran because it's past tense.
Why can't you run through a...
You can only...
Ran.
Ran. Oh, past tense!
Oh, yay!
Wow.
All right, that's a plus.
I got to tell you, that's on us.
Yeah, that was
sad. Were slow.
What? What'd you say?
Well, that don't get it.
You said something on the phone just now.
Wow, that's on us. Well done.
Well played, sir. 818-955-KLOS. Let's hear your dad jokes. Try and stump us.
Did you know that Arnold Schwarzenegger will be doing a movie about classical music?
No.
He'll be Bach.
Oh. J.S. Bach or Christian Bach?
All right, we're going back to the phones now for dad jokes we can stand. Do you have one?
What do you call a monster that likes to dance?
Monster that likes to dance.
Monster? I don't know.
A boogeyman.
I kind of like that one.
But it didn't deserve
I'm your boogeyman. Oh, I should play. We should play Casey. Do you want to request Casey and the Sunshine Band for our All Request Fest today, sir?
Go for it.
Or maybe White Zombies cover.
Go for it.
Right on.
I'm putting that down in the hate category. Sorry.
Oh, you
sorry.
Are? Really? Sorry. Oh, so what's the score now?
4-3. 4 hates, 3 likes, which is way better than I thought.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah. Do you know when a door is not a door?
I do not.
When it's a jar.
Your door is a jar.
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Hey, what's the difference between a coffin and a condom?
I don't know. I'm afraid.
They both cover stiffs, but one's on the way in and one's on the way out.
Well, that's a naughty dad joke, and
that's
I like it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's solid.
Well
thanks
done.
For coming. Hi, KLOS, let's hear your possibly naughty dad joke.
Well, I've been looking for my wife's killer for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like nobody wants to take the job.
All right, that took a second, and I like it.
That's funny. Pretty good.
Yeah, that's solid. Thank you.
We're at 5-5.
Wow, that's amazing.
I'm very
shocked.
Maybe
this weekend isn't going to be as painful as we thought it was going to be.
No, it is.
Hi, KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
What do toys and boobs have in common?
Toys and what?
Boobs.
Boobs?
Toys and boobs.
Toys and boobs.
They're made for children, but the dad plays with them the most.
I mean, all right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
That's not a hate?
That's a hate.
I think that is really... damn it. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks, man. All right, hi, KLOS.
These are all wordplay. That's why I don't like it. It's all wordplay.
That is what they are, basically.
Yeah. All right, dad joke.
What do you call your pudgy psychic?
What do you call your
pudgy psychic?
Psychic.
I don't know
your
what.
Pudgy psychic. What do you call your pudgy psychic?
We got that part. What's the answer?
A fortune teller.
Fortune teller.
Yeah, I got it.
No, I like that.
I'm going to go hate.
Ah, I like that one. Thanks, man. Hi, KLOS. KLOS, let's hear your dad joke.
Yeah, what do you get when you cross a parrot with a tiger?
A parrot with a tiger, what?
I don't know, but it talks. You better listen.
Yes, that's true.
Nope.
That's a hate. Well, we're sliding into the hate category. Now we're not going to pull back out, are we?
I don't know. It's 8-5.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Still not bad. Hi, KLOS, please give us one we like. So Kevin will be on board with dad jokes from now on.
Did you hear about the guy who invented the knock-knock joke?
No.
He won the Nobel Prize.
I mean, listen, I don't hate it.
Wait.
But I do hate Sluggo.
Nobel Prize.
For laughing so much.
I kind of liked it.
See, when you laugh that much, then that makes me go, not that good. But all right, we'll put that in the win category.
I'll be quiet from now on if I'm amused, and we'll decide if you...
So 8-6.
8-6.
8 hate, 6 like.
Pretty good. All right, so hi, KLOS. Dad joke, please.
I have a joke.
Yeah, go.
Why do little girls put fish in their pocket?
I don't know. Why?
So they can smell like big girls, too.
I don't think that's a dad joke. Exactly. I think
and that's a love.
I think that's Billy out on the field. Playground. Thanks,
you.
Man.
His dad told him it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What?
All right, so where are we at now?
We're at like.
7-8?
So that's 8-7, yeah.
Wow.
8 hate, 7 like.
Wow, 818-955-KLOS. The fighter's foo waiting on a war. So Dave is a dad. He's got to be the silliest dad on earth, don't you think?
I would think so, too, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I spend a lot of time, money, and effort child-proofing my house, but the kids still get in.
Yeah.
See?
That's quality.
Because you have a dad joke?
All right, my first Father's Day on Sunday. I think I got a good one.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Okay, what did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
I don't know. What did Buddha say when he walked into the sandwich shop?
Make me one with everything.
Don't hate it. All right.
Nice. 8-8, right? 8-8. Oh, woo. Well done, sir, and enjoy your day, man.
Thanks
for calling.
Too.
Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your dad joke.
Three words. Pull my finger.
Right. Do it. We need the sound effect, though. That's the only thing that makes it work.
Oh, don't you get that?
Yeah, let's hear the sound effect.
Oh, that's a pretty good sound one.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Applaud that sound
Wait,
effect.
Does that make it 9 now?
No, that's the same joke as
okay,
before.
Okay, yeah, same joke as before. All right, let's make this the last one, the deciding joke.
All right.
Okay.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. Hi, KLOS. Let's hear your deciding dad joke.
Yeah, hey, what kind of bees don't sting?
Oh, here we go.
What
I don't
kind
know.
Of bees don't sting.
I don't know. What? Who? What kind?
Boobies.
Boobies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That was awesome. He left.
All right, well, hold on now. We're,
Happy Father's Day.
Where are you? Right back at you.
I mean, I feel like that's...
Thanks.
I feel
really?
Like I like that.
Really?
I like the boobie
Wait,
one.
Wait, so it's 9-8?
9-8.
In favor of dad joke?
Correct.
Kevin is on the dad joke side?
I mean...
Holy cow! It's a Father's Day miracle.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello.
Hey. Is KLOS?
Yep.
Hey, so I just wanted to, you know, share some awesome news.
Yes, please.
My 7-year-old nephew is, next week is the last chemo.
Oh, nice.
That is
great
news.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's, as of today, all the doctors said, you know, he's cancer-free.
Wow.
He's only going to be doing one more cancer treatment, and he's good.
That's fantastic. How long has he been dealing with it?
Since December the 12th.
Wow.
The day he took him to Loma Linda, it's all taken care of.
And he has to do nothing else after one more treatment.
One more treatment, he's done.
That's so great.
What's his name?
His name is Colin Matthew.
Colin?
Colin, yes, sir.
Colin, the rest of the day, the rest of the week, the rest of the month, the rest of the year, dedicated Colin.
Man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. That's it for us. If you would check out my podcast on YouTube, it is Great News with Kevin and Mike.
And coming up next, this fellow. Hi, fellow. How
Greg.
Are you?
Hey.
Well, you're
it's
just
Greg Beharrell here.
Greg Beharrell.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
We know who you are.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't. That's nice to meet you. Yeah. Were you naked in my office just a few minutes ago, perchance? Stu claims you were nude. Is that true? I hope it is. I got to check the cameras. He's not answering.
There's cameras?
He's nude.
No, I was in there having a little phone conversation.
Oh,
yeah, the thing that we used
with
to text.
Your naked body?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
That's the best way to do it.
As is commonplace with us radio DJs. Strip the clothes, pick up the phone.
All right, Greg is wandering in next. I'm off to pet the kitty. We'll see you tomorrow.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow.
Speaking of films, do you remember the movie Ned Kelly featuring Mick Jagger? It was his acting debut and it was released on this day in rock in 1970. This was that bad day in rock in 1979 when after a show in Cleveland, Joe Perry quit Aerosmith. Having gotten into a screaming match with Steven Tyler, it wasn't until 1984 before he rejoined the band. Paul McCartney and John Lennon had a shockingly bad time on this day in rock in 1964 when they were playing a couple of shows at an ice hockey arena in Sweden. Their microphones were ungrounded and they got electrical shocks from them.